Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Good afternoon, inspired listeners. Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Can't believe it's that time again. Boy, these weeks are flying by, but I'm so excited to be here today. I'm excited about our guest, who I have followed on some great telesummits out there, and really anything that involves living from the highest aspect of ourselves, I am passionate about, because that's where all the joy and wisdom resides, and who doesn't want that? It's complete freedom from all the things that we've been held back by. And so today, and it's the truth of the matter that we don't have to, we don't need to be held back anymore, which is the beauty in all of this. So there's a new way to experience life and the world around us, and we're going to learn more about that today with our guests in this next hour. In the meantime, if you'd like to learn more about the work I'm doing here in Richmond, and also in LA, when I'm there, you can find me at lovefirst.info. I'm very excited to announce that I just created my first meetup group here in Virginia, and it's under the title Love First, and everything will focus on all things related to spiritual development and your soul's evolution. So I'm very excited about that. My first class is on Saturday, October 6th, and it's all about working and healing with the angels. So there'll be more details to come. You can connect with me, of course, on my website through Meetup or on social media. If you'd like to call us live today with any questions that you might have about your own path of ascension or awakening or any questions around that, now is the time to do that. Our guest has got decades of experience in this area. The number is 202-570-7057. Now I'd like to bring on the one and only intuitive prospector up in Seattle, my partner in crime, Mark Lanehart. Mark, how you doing out there?
Hello, 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 Kim. Hello, inspired listeners all around the globe. I'm doing okay. My voice is a little scratchy today. We actually have a lot of smoke here in the Seattle, Washington area from all the forest fires that have been burning both in California, the biggest fire in state history, and also British Columbia. So Seattle's kind of socked in with pretty hazardous air quality right now. So I hope I can keep my voice from being scratchy. But I want to just give a big inspired listening shout out to all the firefighters right now. I've got a couple buddies that are down in California fighting these fires, you know, close to 15,000 firefighters. I just want to give a shout out for those that are on the front lines, those that are in service to protecting, to serving, to helping out in a time of difficulty. So I just wanted to give an inspired listening shout out to all of the first responders and to be safe out there. I am Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector here in, like I said, the smoky Seattle, Washington. If you want to learn more about the work I'm doing here in the Pacific Northwest, you can visit marklanehart.com. You can internet search the intuitive prospector. Would love to do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold. You can also catch me every Monday morning over on the intuitive prospector page for Metaphysical Mocha Monday, starting at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, followed by the prospecting Q&A after show at 8:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, where I have a conversation directly with you. And make sure to get on my YouTube library. It's growing. I was just looking at our page, Kim. We have almost 1,200 members now of Inspired Living Radio on our social media page. We started 3 years ago of Inspired Living Radio with two of us, Kim and myself, and we are now up to almost 1,200 inspired listeners around the world. So if you want to engage with us on the social media platforms, you can go to Facebook, which is Inspired Living Radio. Ask to join the community. It is a closed page, so you'll have to ask to join so we can approve you to come into the community. And you can post your questions there for any of the shows that we do all year long. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram under the handle Inspired For Us. That is the number 4, Inspired For Us. We're also over on Google Plus Communities under Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim. You can catch all the encore shows through many different platforms. If you're not catching the live show right now, it will be rebroadcasted throughout the week and also over on YouTube, marklinghart.com, SoundCloud, lovefirst.info, Podbean, or iTunes. And those are our main platforms for all of the podcasts that we do. And with every month that we're now, I can't believe we're going into September, so the summer is almost over. I don't know where the time is going. We have our positive affirmation for the month of August, and the positive affirmation for this month is, I have the power to change my story. I choose what I become. I have the power to change my story. I choose what I become. And this month's Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation is sponsored by affiliate Prime My Body Awareness, from soil to oil, and one of the best absorption rated nano enhanced hemp oils on the market, an all natural plant based supplement with no psychoactive highs, legal in all 50 states, from liquid hemp oil, hemp infused skin moisturizer, hemp protein superfood, or simple liver detoxification system. Start achieving your health and wellness goals naturally from the leaves and rootstock of this amazing, healing, and ancient plant, hemp. Your health is your wealth. For more information, please visit awareness.primemybody.com. And with that, Kim, I'm going to turn it over to you because, like I said, I got a scratchy voice, so I'm going to get some water, and I'm going to have you bring on our guest as we get ready to do some exploration into the higher ascension realms of consciousness. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kim.
Yes, today's topic is learn how to become a higher dimensional being. And we're so grateful to have our guest on today because she is living up in the Northern California area, is very much affected by the fire that continues to rage over there. And so we're grateful that she is okay, number one, and is able to spend this time with us. And just a little bit about our guest. Her name is Meg Benedicte. She is a quantum healer, an alchemist, and a creator of quantum access, which is a powerful healing technique that quickly shifts consciousness, unlocks energetic blocks, and removes limiting patterns to accelerate personal evolution. During the Northridge earthquake in 1994, I do remember that. I was there for that. Meg experienced the spontaneous Kundalini activation that activated her spiritual awakening. So for the past 20 years, Meg has been sharing quantum access in her private healing practice and with international audiences in webinars, global meditations, radio shows, and her book, Soul Realized, Unlocking the Sacred Keys of Becoming a Divine Human. Meg, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, Kim. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm just welcome. Thrilled to be here with you and Mark. Thank you.
Yes, and just for our listeners, you can learn more about Meg's work at newearthcentral.com, and you can also find her on Facebook under megbenedicte.quantum.access. She's also got a couple of events coming up. One is the Portal to Ascension Conference, October 5th and 7th in Irvine. Wow, that sounds awesome. I wish I could be there.
Yeah.
And then also the Conscious Life Expo, which is February 22nd through the 24th in LA. So she'll be presenting at both places on the topic of ascension. So Meg, so tell us a little bit about your background. So 20 years ago, that earthquake put you on a whole new path, it sounds like, which moved you to where you are today. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, well, especially since you were there in the earthquake, I mean, it was pretty traumatic, but I had, all I can describe is like a lightning bolt shooting through the body as the earthquake was happening. It was complete Kundalini activation. I was in a daze and a trance. I didn't know what the heck was happening. But right. As I started to kind of come out of it in the probably in the next, you know, hours, 24 hours, it was like blinders just got peeled off my perspective, and I saw life through a whole new viewpoint. And it wasn't the previous reality that I'd been living in was just a typical LA girl in a corporate job, you know, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, I need to start doing energy healing and I need to prepare for 2012. And I'm like, where is all this coming from? So it was very, very challenging actually to adjust to this. So for those who aren't familiar with the term, I basically jumped timelines. I went from one pathway onto another one, and everything coming through me was a different focus and interest. And my relationship, of course, fell apart, and everything just kind of collapsed of the previous life. I was able to still kind of do the corporate job, but I created my personal healing practice on the sides, you know, and able to kind of balance those two part-time for 10 years to be able to build the practice in Los Angeles. But first, I just had to learn it myself and apply it to myself. And so it was very basic. I hadn't even meditated before, so I had to learn how to meditate. I was not a spiritual person before, so this was all brand new. And For some years, I had to learn how, you know, what is even a chakra channel? You know, what is an energy body? I mean, I didn't know any of this. And I began to work with an acupuncture to start to help open up the flow of life force and the meridians and channels in the physical body. So I could go through this process of merging what I call the energy body or spiritual body with the physical body and really start to bring the soul presence together with the human presence. And that has been, you know, 20 plus years of doing that process.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that would have been like that many years ago, because, you know, it's a struggle for some of us to just say that we're psychic. You know what I mean? At this point in time.
Yeah.
So when you're like talking about jumping timelines 20 years ago,
yeah,
that's pretty significant, especially still being entrenched in the corporate world and trying to manage like two different realities. Those are two
different
very
realities.
Different realities.
Yes. And I didn't know anybody who was really knowledgeable of this. So I would go to back in the day, we used to have spiritual bookstores in LA. They don't seem to have many left anymore. But back then you could, and they would have little classes and teach, you know, meditation. So that's kind of where I started. I went to a local spiritual bookstore in Hermosa Beach, and that's where we got going. I met some people in the area that I could kind of go, what is this? You know, what's happening? But for the most part, it was very solitary and just kind of tuning inwards instead of, you know, going outside myself, going inwards and talking to my higher self, inner guidance, and just following the process step by step. And basically I was kind of my own guinea pig, you know, just experimenting on myself first. And then I had a few brave friends who let me work with them as well. And then I was able to get a practice started.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was wild.
Yeah, because what we're talking about is, and this is a life-changing experience too, when you start to hear your guidance and things like that. But this is like kicking it up 1,000 times, kicking up, you know, is we're talking about quantum stuff, timelines, all these things that just like really mind blowing, even when you do have a background in this and you start to experience some of these things, how is that? And on my own path, I'm so grateful for the people who are on the front lines earlier on that now can share their experience so we have something to work with. Because I read in your book where you were being guided by your higher self not to get caught up in outside teachers and gurus and channelers and all those things, which some of us can tend to do. I even have to check myself on that sometimes. Where you had to be mindful of going inward to find the answers.
Yes, and I think it was good advice because it kept me from getting confused or disinformation, you know, and there's, you know, a lot of tricksters in the astral plane, so not getting caught in that. I actually, one of the first people I met after the Kundalini activation, I watched her go, oh, I want to channel. And she just opened up her field and let beings come into her. And she got sick from it. And that was all like my higher self's like, no, 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 don't allow any of that to happen. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. So it was a very, from the get-go, I was getting very strong guidance to avoid certain things that could compromise my direct channel and communication to spirit. So I'm glad it came in loud and clear, and you know, in the early stages for sure. I mean, I remember even back in the day, it was 94, 95, I had partnered with this neighbor, and we were created a aromatherapy little shop in Hermosa Beach, and we went to the LA Expo, and we'd set up our booth with aromatherapy and crystals and meditation CDs, and this is 94, 95. People didn't even know what aromatherapy was back then. So look how far we've come. It's pretty extraordinary when I think about it.
Yes, yeah. You're going to be giving a talk on ascension where 20 years ago you were putting up crystals. So this
right.
is it's a lot.
We've come a long way.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So what is your soul's mission now?
Well, it's to support the global ascension that's happening on the planet. And so this is, of course, this awakening into higher consciousness and higher dimensional access. So I work with the light grids on the planet. I work with the stargates where we're able to have higher knowledge come through the gates, or angels come through the gates, you know, these kinds of things. So I work with protecting the gates, especially at Mount Shasta, which is the earth chakra. And so that's kind of like my global work. Every month I do at least one or two online global activations. We have people coming in from all around the world, so that anyone who's really drawn to doing global work, they come on and join us. And so this is where we're using the power of the holographic mind to impact the future. So again, we're talking timelines. We're working on really grounding in and supporting this ascension timeline for Gaia. So that's my global work. And then my private work is to help people get free of their it could be ancestral lineage, could be a lot of patterning running that is looping in them, that's blocking them. It could be that they're unable to even connect to their soul presence. So I do a lot of work on their energy field to open that up, basically get their Kundalini activation running, and then help them really align with their soul blueprint so they can start to live their soul purpose as well.
That's beautiful, beautiful work. And so very important. Oh, goodness gracious, that is our first intro into our break here. So stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes as we continue our conversation on becoming a higher dimensional being with Meg Benedicte.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, you know, your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our guest today, Meg Benedicte, as we talk about the topic of how to become a higher dimensional being. So, Meg, you founded an energy healing modality called quantum access, or it's a healing technique. Wow, that quickly shifts consciousness. Okay, tell us a little bit about that and how that can support people in their own lives.
Sure, sure. So in the early stages after the activation, I started getting guided to very simple instructions because I was not familiar with any of this. They're like, draw a circle with 12 points and get in it and sit in the center and start spinning. And I'm like, okay, let's see what this does. Mm-hmm. And it began to open up the template for this healing modality. It is using vortex energy. And I activate it using the sacred geometry called Metatron's Cube. I work very directly with Archangel Metatron and his alchemy technique. And this is creating a anti-clockwise vortex that spins around the body and aura. And if you think about it, we are living in a planetary field, three-dimensional physical reality that is under time compression. So, you know, everything in this universe spirals. So we're living in a clockwise spiral of time. And so what this does is it squeezes energy into a particle, an atom. When we do the reverse spin of that anti-clockwise, you're expanding and radiating your field outwards, and it begins to unlock time compression and gravity, and you're able to get into your entire aura. You're able to access your energy body. So that's one of the benefits. You can get in and you can start doing the clearing and healing that needs to be done, because everything is stored in our aura from all our lifetimes. And there's trauma in there. You know, there's karma in there. There's stuff we have to get in and work on and heal and clear. Otherwise, it just keeps repeating and torturing us. And the other thing that working in a vortex does is it increases your energy frequency. That's what frequency is, right? It's a measurement of your spin momentum. Well, if you're really dense, you're spinning very slow. Physical matter is around 8 hertz. It's very slow. So as you spin a counterclockwise vortex around you, everything spins up faster, lighter, and higher frequency, higher dimensional access. So those are just a couple things. It does so many things. It's helping balance your energy field of your different polarities, masculine, feminine, you know, light and shadow, positive, negative, starts balancing all that. It also helps to open your field up so you can pull more soul presence down into the body. So that's what this ascension really is all about, is where we become embodied souls, embodied spirits. And so it clears your chakra channel so you can actually bring your soul down into the chakra pillar, chakra channel, and into the body.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because we think about our energy going counter or clockwise, and when you start doing it counterclockwise, it's like it you can feel it when you're doing your meditation.
Yeah. It's very different,
it's
isn't
really
it?
And it's interesting too because
our planet spins counterclockwise, our sun spins counterclockwise, so we're in a way out of rhythm with our environment. So this gets you back into that expanding spin momentum.
I can feel everything spinning right out. And the other thing that I really appreciate too about your meditations are walking into the fifth dimensional new Earth. Other than old Earth, because a lot of people don't think about that.
That's right.
About it was grounding, right?
Yes, and there's a lot of kind of old ancient ways of grounding that I think aren't really appropriate for what's happening on the planet now. It was probably around year 2000 that I started hearing guidance stop grounding into the three-dimensional Earth grids. They're corrupt, they're polarized, they're making you ill, just stop. And I was like, okay, then where do I ground? And we didn't have the fifth-dimensional Earth plane in yet by 2000. So for years, I was literally grounding to my own grid. It was wild. I had to create this kind of makeshift grid. But as more and more people awakened in the 2000s, we've been able to raise the consciousness on the planet to actually anchor in a fifth dimensional Earth plane. So kind of think as if there are two fields that coexist on the planet, the three dimensional one of time and density, and then this fifth dimensional one of unity consciousness. And so as that started to get really, I mean, I was also doing global work to help get that 5D Earth plane in place. Many of us have been working on that for over 10 years to get it in place. It's in, it's active, it's available. And so I just kind of get up every morning and just use my command, my consciousness to ground onto that fifth dimensional light grid as the foundation under my feet and my field. And boy, was that a game changer as well.
I'm sure it was. And So anyways, I enjoyed doing that process too with your meditations, and now doing that on my own, and now doing that with clients that I work with.
Good.
So, how does quantum access enhance personal evolution?
Well, what it's doing is when you are spinning counterclockwise, you're opening your field up beyond the limits of this time matrix, and so you're able to access the entire holographic universe. And so that means when we get kind of beyond the Earth plane and we get up into these higher planes, it's very different and it's not polarized and it has infinite possibilities. Think of it like, you know, past, present, and future, all outcomes, all solutions, it's all there. And once I was able to get past the time barrier and into that space of all time, no time, you know, infinite quantum possibilities, that just was like liberating. That was like, oh man, because then I have a choice. I have lots of choices. I have infinite choices. And so it opens up just an entire way of living that we couldn't do when we were locked in time, because the time drag kind of builds like a kind of a predetermined outcome for us, and our karma is creating a predetermined outcome. When we get beyond all that, then you become, in a sense, a very powerful co-creator of your reality in every moment. So it comes with responsibility, because what you think and visualize and put into motion will come back very quickly. So you get a lot of feedback, immediate feedback. You're able to determine, all right, this really works. Okay, maybe this isn't quite what I was thinking. And you can constantly self-correct and tweak what you're creating. And so I found it to be just a very exciting way of living, and I'm able to access possibilities that I couldn't even imagine when I was locked into the time matrix.
So is this a way of living like full time, or are you constantly in this space
Yes.
of the quantum field at all times?
Yes.
It just becomes all of your existence here, or is it something that you access in meditation when you need it, or something along those lines?
It's a bit of both, because I have been able to release time out. I'm able to stay in the now, very present, and so I'm in a way using both left, right brain. Left brain is locked right into only the three dimensions of time. The right brain is our multidimensional psychic intuitive brain. So I'm using both. And that way then I could be just doing mundane things through the day, but I'm still receiving a ton of data coming in from the right brain. That is all the higher guidance and possibilities and cautions and all of that. So you, as you are opening up your field, you're opening up brain centers to these higher dimensions, and so you begin to operate kind of like a human antenna tower, and all this data is coming in from all these levels, and it could be you're feeling it, you're seeing it, you're hearing it, you're intuiting it. I mean, it's all coming in, and you, because you're opening up that right brain, it can process all that data simultaneously, and it's just an amazing way to live. But if there's, let's say there's a trip I got to do or a project I want to work on, then I do more concentrated meditative visioning and commanding and setting it up as well. So I don't really leave anything to chance anymore.
And so somebody who's interested in learning more about quantum access and experiencing it, is this something that you teach people how to do themselves, or you just do it with them in sessions?
Mm-mm.
How does that, how can they learn more about that?
There's definitely a couple ways they can, like you did, they got onto some of our live events, and I work with people remotely on the live events, guiding people through the process. They can go to my website, and they can also we have meditation downloads they can work with on their own. And then there is a pretty comprehensive online training course. There's three levels to it. So it's the quantum access training. It is geared towards applying the technique to yourself and helping you through your own personal ascension. And so that's, you know, some time you're going to put some energy into that, because they're pretty comprehensive. So they come with written material, workbooks, me on video teaching it, and then also recorded activations with each of the modules for the training course. So it kind of depends on how they're resonating with it, and if they really are, then they can dive deep into it and learn a lot about it.
Right. Excellent. Okay. Yes. Wonderful. Because people are hearing, wow, I want to, you know, they're listening to you talk about this wonderful way of living. And I know, you know, people are out there thinking, well, how can I experience that too? And how can I do some of my own self, let's say, healing to, you know, to help me in my own experiences. Now, I would love for you to cover the topic of parallel timeline, because we haven't had somebody talk about that on our show before, not that I can remember anyways, and yet we are affected by all of our existences, and people don't, I think, even many times think about parallel timelines. We think about, like, the past, the present, the future, things like that. So can you share with us some light on that?
Yeah, so, and I think because we've been living in linear time, our brain, our left brain, just goes immediately to time sequence, right? Past, present, or future. But when you get beyond the left brain, get into the quantum field, in your aura is how my higher self called it, was called the incarnational wheel. So if you kind of envision like a wagon wheel, in the center of the wheel is the timeless, eternal God self, the oversoul presence. But then all the spokes to the wheel are the different timelines. They're the different pathways or incarnations that you have. And because they're all in the wheels, they're all happening simultaneously. So what could be happening over in one timeline, a parallel timeline, is affecting you now. And I'm going to tell you, it does. So if you have some kind of like a injury or a trauma or even a death from, you know, violence or something in a parallel timeline, this is causing fear and anxiety in you that you can't really even lock down. Like, why am I having this fear of drowning? You know, I can swim, you know, and it doesn't make sense. So these are things to look for if you have any kind of phobia that could be attributed to a parallel timeline. Also, I've noticed in people's energy bodies, let's say that they have like a lot of pain all around the neck area all the time. Well, why do I have this pain? Pain is basically energy that's trapped and it's not able to flow in the meridians, in the biocircuits. And a lot of times I'll go and look in and, you know, psychically look into the pain and see that it was actually an injury in a parallel timeline. They may have been beheaded in a parallel timeline, and they literally have like a cut in their energy body there, like a sever. And we have to go in and heal it and mend it and get things flowing again, and then the pain stops. So there's lots of bleed through from these other parallel timelines that are affecting you. And the only way that I found that we can get into those parallel timelines and fix it, we have to go fix it there, heal it there, and then it ripples through the entire wheel. All the timelines update to whatever we healed in that particular situation. So that's the beauty of it, is, and for us to be able to access the quantum incarnational wheel, we have to use this vortex, because it unlocks the time constraints that lock us just in this linear time.
So this is literally parallel existences. It's aspects of us in other timelines.
Yes. Yes.
What about, is it aspects of us on Earth in other timelines, or in other dimensions and other places?
Yes, all of it. It could be Earth. It could be off Earth, other star systems.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all of, it's basically, think of it like your soul lineage. Everywhere you've been, it's in your incarnational wheel. And I think, too, this is why we want to clear all of that. So as you go through the process of healing and mending and fixing whatever are in these parallel timelines, I watch those timelines fold into themselves and release. And that way, then, you're basically going to be left with just the main hub of the wheel, which is your total oversoul. So it's like we're going into these other aspects, healing and mending them, whatever needs to be done, and then we bring them, it's called soul retrieval, we bring them back into the soul presence to return home and merge back in.
And so does that mean then that you're collapsing all the other timelines?
Yes.
And bringing it into the present moment, so no other parallel existences exist?
Yes, and then you are free from time. Yes.
Okay, we got to sign up for that.
I was going to say, that's a good time for a break right there.
Yeah, so we're going to go into our final break here, then Mark's going to bring us back. So stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes. This is an interesting conversation. You don't want to miss out on this.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you Tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
Welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. Our special guest today, Meg Benedicte, talking about her book, Soul Realized, Unlocking the Sacred Keys to Becoming a Divine Human. We're in the last half of the show. I love doing radio because I get to listen and learn all sorts of great, interesting, fascinating topics. And I'm glad we went to break because my mind was a little bit in overload, I think, from... some of the topics that we were talking about. Going to definitely have to listen to the show again just so I can follow along. And I'm sure our inspired listeners, you know, just a fascinating topic, though. And Meg, one of the things it's interesting that I heard you say earlier in the show is you literally – we've had a lot of people on our show in the three seasons of doing Inspired Living Radio, and most people have a shakening that causes an awakening. I have to say I think you're the first that's literally had a shakening, an earthquake shakening that caused your awakening. So I want to talk about the book. I want to let our inspired listeners know where they can go. So you want to go to NewEarthCentral.com. There's a lot more information there about ascension activations. But one of the things, there was two things off your site that really caught my attention, and I wanted to talk a little bit more in depth about the book. But you said by embracing soul presence, we can break free of human limitations. I think for the inspired listeners, that's huge. That's a big one. How do we break free of human limitations by embracing our soul presence?
Okay, so what I found when they first started working with myself and then with clients, I just wanted to start the session and go, okay, I want to connect with their soul presence, and found I get pulled to their aura. You know, I'm like, wait a minute, the soul isn't in us. What's happening here? The soul should be inside us. And so that was my first clue. Uh-oh, so something pushing the soul out of the body into the aura. And that's kind of what a kundalini activation is. It means the soul just went right into the body, and it blew the circuits open with all that kundalini pushing through. But I recommended doing it more gradually through meditation if you can, because it's not pleasant.
Don't jump in the deep end of the pool.
Please don't. And but it's okay. So then I thought, okay, why are we having trouble with this? Why are we not able to hold the soul presence in? So there's a couple things I kind of observed over the years. One is this whole polarized field we're living here on this planet. So in an electromagnetic field, opposite poles are attracted to each other. So this means we have all these opposite energies, you know, positive, negative, light, shadow, masculine, feminine. They're all like banging against each other and doing this kind of push-pull dynamic. Well, we have that actually happening in our body too. And so when the feminine runs down the left side, masculine runs down the right side, and it's just like boom, 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 and it's pushing the soul out of the field. So and it's not an easy thing to do. I can attest to this, but we need to get non-polarized. So to do that, that means we have to shift this whole program that's running in us of good versus evil, you know, these opposing positions. Sure. Yeah. And so when we can start to be present with all in more of a neutral state, that actually helps. You can get your chakras all non-polarized, and the soul can literally flow down and hold inside the body. I also feel time compression is really hard for the soul to hold in. So if you think about it, we're in this really tight clockwise compression into creating our physical particles, our matter. But it's like trying to get a soul into a rock. It's too dense. And so the more that we can open up our energy and have a higher frequency, much lighter, it's a better environment for the soul to be able to come in and hold. And the other thing I found I can get the soul in. I can feel it. It creates a very powerful force field. You are just really radiating out this beautiful divine presence and love. But if you have some kind of an emotional reaction to someone or a situation, you get triggered, you go right back into polarity again, and everything's all churned up and push-pull, and it pushes the soul out again. So this is a problem. This is something I think that, you know, that the ancient mystics were talking about, you know, becoming a Zen, right? Becoming calm, becoming neutral. Mm-hmm. Well, this is mm-hmm. something we all have to learn in a very polarized, chaotic world right now. It's not easy.
Yeah, especially in today, it's definitely not easy in today's age.
No.
It's very interesting that you say that, because there was a few shows just a couple weeks ago that they were our guest was talking about the Essenes and the philosophy of the Essenes, very much in the same exactly what you're talking about as far as becoming unpolarized. And I know, you know, back in 2011 you launched the Quantum Access, and I know that's your trademark. You've actually coined Quantum Access as far as activations go. As far as you talk about unlocking some very great research and, you know, unique wisdom and dramatic findings for your research. Just curious if you want to share that with our inspired listeners as well, as far as some of the dramatic findings that you found through Quantum Access.
Well, when I would start to go into the kind of the expanded space, trance space in the quantum field, I would follow, go into that incarnational wheel. I've only had a few incarnations here, so I could jump into each of them. And so one of them was in ancient, it's called Zeptepi, Egypt. It's original civilization, and it's definitely not what it is now. It was a highly mystical society. They had the mystery schools, and they worked with sacred geometry. And so I kind of went in, you know, eyes and ears, and just watched and learned what was going on down there. It was really kind of looking at, like, almost like the Star Wars bar, you know, all these different ET races were there, and it was really interesting.
I love you already. You just used the Star Wars reference. I love you even more.
Going, well, look at this. This is interesting. But, and some were really, really tall, and some were really small. And it was like, oh my lordy. All right. So, but I was more interested in the mystery schools. And so that's where I would go in and sit and kind of just absorb this knowledge, how to, you know, create a stargate, how to open that up, how to shape-shift energy, which is alchemy, how to use sacred geometry to do this. And so that's where I absorbed quite a bit of information on this technique. But then I also kept getting pulled to another timeline in the Sirian Council. So this is going to the star Sirius and sitting into the big, you know, round table and listening and absorbing what was going on there. They are very involved in this current ascension that's happening on the planet right now, sort of the Pleiadians. And so it was just a kind of filling in the blanks of what's happening here, like bigger picture story of what's happening on the planet right now, and the Orion Wars and how that's now playing out on our planet. And it's just been very interesting. But I've learned it all through just remote viewing.
Okay. And you talk about sacred geometry real quick in layman's terms for some of our listeners out there around the globe. They may be hearing that term for the very first time, alchemy, sacred geometry. Okay. How would you describe that for our listeners?
Well, the sacred geometry is it's basically kind of the fundamental template of creation in our universe. So tetrahedron is the basic geometric shape of even crystals on our planet, and it is from there that if you start to go through the five platonic solids, the tetrahedron square, you know, there's the circle, the icosahedron, you start to go see these different geometric shapes. I'm working with a dodecahedron and Metatron's cube, which is the 12 circles around a central 13th circle that connect to the 12 dimensions of our universe, the 12 harmonic phi tones of our universe. 12 is everywhere, 12 months, right? 12 astrology signs. I mean, it's like a big pattern that is throughout our history here and creation. And And so even if you've heard of the term the Merkaba, and that's the geometry of the torus, T-O-R-U-S, which is what we're activating in and around. That's our energy body, is the torus, and getting this self-sustaining ecosystem flowing life force into our body. And so these are the geometric shapes that actually create magnetic fields that form, and electrons, you know, how all the atoms form to create life.
Very interesting. You also referenced the fifth dimension for our listeners. They may not know what that is. So I'm just, for layman's terms, how would you describe the fifth dimension? Just because this might be piquing their interest. They might be like, I didn't know all this stuff was out here. I want to definitely start getting into the multi dimensions and be, you know, break free of my human limitations.
Yes. So we live in a 12-dimensional universe. And so if we're only accessing the first three, that's only like, what, 25% of what's available to us? They say we're using very small percentage of our brain capacity. Mm-hmm. Well, this is all true. So this is why we have to kind of open our field.
About 3 to 5%, actually. So
right,
Einstein used about 13%. He was a genius, right? So imagine what 20% looks like.
Can you imagine? I know. So, okay, so how I experience, so obviously three dimensions are physical, height, width, depth. So that creates a physical form. But then the fourth dimension is of time and space, time and distance. That's what we're trying to actually break free of, is the fourth dimension of time. Then once you can start to collapse time, using, you know, I use a vortex to do this, then it opens you up to the fifth dimension and higher. And the fifth dimension is it's a non-polarized field. It is of unity consciousness, so it's a very harmonious field. It's where everyone is seeing their interconnectedness with each other and with nature and the universe. So there's a lot of care and compassion in that field. I see this spreading around our planet. This 5D field is spreading. When people lose hope, please don't, because it is growing and it is spreading. More and more people are opening up their hearts and feeling that unity consciousness, feeling the connection to the greater good, and having compassion for not only each other, but for our, you know, our animals and our plants and our planet. So that's a big, and I also think what I've noticed in fifth dimension is it's a balanced exchange of energy. So it's very collaborative and balanced and harmonious. So that way then you don't have people trying to steal from each other, or, you know, try to take advantage.
Very
conscious of balancing with each other.
And how would folks go about accessing or contributing to the fifth dimension?
One, I would work with increasing your energy frequency, because the fifth dimension is a higher frequency than the lower Earth, the 3D Earth. Open your heart, because you can't access it unless you go in through your heart. This is not a mental field. The three-dimensional field is a mental field. We're going into the fifth-dimensional field. It's a heart-centered field, so you have to have an open heart. I did not have an open heart. Mine was really locked down and guarded and wounded, so I had to do a lot of work there in that heart to get it to open up and be just full of life and love. But then that we have all these magnetic fields wrapped around our heart chakra and our heart center, and when you can open the heart to high frequency and love, those magnetic fields start to vibrate with it, and your own magnetism will start to pull you to it.
I love that. And like you said, a lot of forgiveness, a lot of healing.
Yes.
I try to finish the show off every week with the tagline of be kind, be caring, be compassionate.
Yeah.
All great vibrations and higher frequencies to accessing.
Over 5D.
Exactly. Accessing the fifth dimension. Now, I noticed we were at the beginning of the show, you were talking about also being aligned to Shasta. So Mount Shasta is in your wheelhouse as far as, is there a reason that you picked to be around Shasta? Shasta comes up a lot when it comes to the earth chakras around the planet. You talked about the, their name, the starts with a P. You just said them being associated
with
Pleiades, thank you, with Mount Shasta. So just for our inspired listeners, maybe just share a little bit about that as we get ready to close the show here in just a few minutes.
Sure. Mount Shasta is the earth, it's the root chakra of all the earth chakras. Mm-hmm. And so this is why I was called, one of the reasons I was called there is because we were grounding in and anchoring in the fifth dimensional field there at the root chakra. You got to start there. So that's where a lot of spiritual people have been called over the years to really start to build that fifth dimensional field there. It's also part of the ancient Lemurian site all along the west coast and down to Hawaii and the South Pacific. This is the old Lemurian continent, and so there's a lot of embedded memory, Lemurian memory, and energies and crystals and everything there at Mount Shasta. And I feel we're really in a birthing of a new Lemuria right now, because it is more of a honoring of the feminine and being able to be in that collaborative fifth dimensional field and higher. So has a lot of Lemurian frequencies there.
Yeah, it's just a very interesting area. I haven't been there in a long time, but I know a lot of people go down for retreats and workshops. Yes. And now that I know that you're down there, you know, the founder of Quantum Access. And again, for our listeners, if you want to learn more about Meg and the beautiful work she's doing right around Mount Shasta, you can go to newearthcentral.com. You can also just do an internet search on her name and she'll pop up, or you can access the show and hear all about today's topic, which has been very, very fascinating. One of the things I like to ask our guests of the show is, who or what inspires you, Meg?
Wow. Well,
it's all about Inspired Living Radio. What can we learn from you or glean from you as far as who inspires you or what inspires you?
You know what's really been inspiring me lately is seeing this growing movement of heart-centered beings and compassion. It moves me to tears. I just am mm-hmm. so excited to see this. We were moving away from kind of the service to self ego, right, and really starting mm-hmm. to feel for, you know, compassion for each other. And we have to come together. We got to unite, and we need to be able to take care of each other. So I'm thrilled by this big heart expansion happening on the planet. It really inspires me.
Very cool. Yeah, many hands make easy work, and it does take a village. We all do have to come together and come together for one planet. So I just want to thank you for being on the show today. Again,
if you
want to learn more about the work that Meg is doing, you can go to newearthcentral.com. You have some workshops coming up. Everything is right off your website. It's a beautiful website.
Thank you so much, Meg.
Thank you, Mark and Kim.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thanks, you guys.
Very fun show. All right, Inspired listeners, until our next soul adventure, I'll leave you with this. Be kind, be caring, be compassionate, and access that fifth dimension. Have a great week, everyone. Namaste.